Okay. Good morning, everybody. Sorry for the delay. I have a lot of slides, so I have to hurry up a bit. So please interrupt me if I talk too fast. I'm Frank Holicek. I'm KDE developer. I'm working mostly with web stuff, opendesktop.org, kdlook.org, and also involved with the social desktop and the own cloud project today. The topic today is unclouding own cloud. I want to do this by talking about three things. First of all, why own cloud? What is it? What's the motivation behind it? Then what's the current status? And then what's the future? First of all, we all know and love KDE, of course. I mean, KDE 4.5 is just stunning, I think. It's a perfect operating system for the desktop. It's beautiful, it's fast, there's most of the features you need. So it's a really good thing. But I want to look at the challenges of the upcoming years. So I think in the future, we see a big move from desktop applications to cloud applications. With cloud applications, by the way, I mean applications running on the internet on a server. This has nothing to do with cloud computing like cluster computing. This is just applications running on the internet. So you say, well, cloud computing, I know this is a stupid word. I don't believe this. I don't use this. I use my desktop all the time, right? But a few examples. First of all, we have Pandora and Last.fm, which are music services. I think a lot of you use this already. And the question is why? I mean, KDE, we have a great media player called Amarok. It has a lot of features. Why are we using an application running on a different server on the internet? Why aren't we using our own software? Next example, this is my favorite one, Google Docs. On every KDE conference I attend, I see people using Google Docs. We have our own Office applications, right? We have our own editors. Why are we using Google Docs? Then we have, of course, an email. I mean, KDE have a fantastic email application, KMail, all the PIM stuff. It's really good. Why are people using Gmail, Hotmail, and doing messaging on Facebook and other sites? Flickr Picasa for sharing and accessing your pictures instead of Digicam. And we even use instant messaging on the browser nowadays. Even if, I mean, we have a great instant messaging application, but we use the browser more and more. So why is this? We have something like Chrome OS, which is a new upcoming operating system from Google, which focus completely on cloud applications, on internet applications. They don't support local applications anymore. So they have offline support, they have native code support, so they can push native fast code, compiled code to the user, and it's really fast. They have notifications, they have OpenGL support, so it's a really complete operating system, but everything in the cloud, not on your own desktop. Google doesn't think that native desktop applications are less important. They think they're irrelevant in the next few years. They don't support it anymore. So why is this trend? I did a short survey on my blog a few months ago to find out about the reasons why this is happening. The advantages are mostly because people can share their files, their data with other people. This is not that easy on the desktop. They don't have to care about backups. They can access their stuff from all their devices, from PCs, from laptops, from smartphones, and so it's really convenient to use cloud applications. So a shiny, happy new world is coming, right? A lot of advantages. So what's the problem behind this? Is this trend good for free software from a free software perspective? So, and what is the place of a classic desktop like KDE in, let's say, 10 years? Is it only a terminal and a browser, and everything else is happening on the internet? I also ask about disadvantages, of course. And people gave reasons. Most of them are concerned about privacy. So you can only use Flickr, Google, and so on, Last.fm, if you give up control over your data. So this is a bad thing, of course. And of course, also web applications are limited from a functionality. They are not feature-rich as desktop applications. So what can we do about this? And I'm asking myself for several years now, is it possible to combine the best of both worlds? Is it possible to have rich desktop applications instead of web applications, but still have social features, still has it easy deployable, and have data under my control, but still be able to share it with other people and access it from different devices? And I think we have several things to do to reach this. First of all, social. We have to bring social to desktop applications. We have to work on the deployment, access to applications. And we have to work on access and sharing of data. And I want to talk about these three things on the rest of the talk. First, social. I want to give only a fast overview because I think Frederick Lathorn is giving a talk later where he talks more about the social desktop, the open collaboration services. The idea is about behind the social desktop to bring social features to desktop applications, like finding other people in your region, finding other people who are interested in the same topics, stuff which is normally only possible on the browser. Interacting with your friends, having groups to discuss certain topics, messaging, newsfeed, knowledge base sharing, and events. Features people use normally on the web, on the browser, to bring this to desktop applications. And we have great progress with 4.4 already. So we have a library called Attica handling all the protocol to different servers, authentication, error handling. Frederick will go into details here, so I will move forward here really fast. So it's a complete transparent access for all applications, and it's already part of KDE, but also works Qt only. With 4.4, we have already several features, like you can, here for example, configure your different service providers. We have Open Desktop supported, but other websites also support the specification, so they can also hook into the system. And then we have plasmoids, who show what's happening in my social graph, Facebook would say, in my friends network. You can interact with your friends. You have an interactive knowledge base where you normally have to go to an online forum, for example, and you can send messages. So all the stuff which is normally only possible on the browser now integrated with desktop applications. We have a specification called Open Collaboration Services, which defines this kind of interaction between servers and clients. It's a free specification. There are free servers and client implementations. Forum kde.org is going to use this in the future. MIGO, actually two different teams at MIGO are working at the moment on implementing this. Then OpenOffice.org is using it for downloading clipboards, for example. Memo also, true. So it's really a lot of people are interested in this. So I think we have great social features in the future in KDE. The second challenge is deployable and access to applications. I mean, with web applications, you only have to go to a website, click on a link, and you have the applications. You don't have to care about updating or security problems. It's very easy to access applications. And I think we need the same on the desktop. We have the Get Hot New Stuff framework, which is a way to access application scripts, add-ons, and data from everywhere. We have Get Hot New Stuff 1 in the KDE 3 series, 2 in 4, and now version 3 with KDE 4.4. So it's an easy way to access content and also applications from the web directly on the desktop. So you can now fully search for applications, for example, on the web. You can look at screenshots of applications or data. You can look at descriptions. you can update your applications, you have votings and taggings and ratings, and it's really like a complete solution to deploy applications or other content to the desktop, become a fan and all the social features. So get hot new stuff. We have in-app download of plugins, of scripts and so on. We support installation of full applications, of course. We have integration with the OpenSUSE build service already. So you can send it to the build service and have it compiled for all the platforms. And you can access it via this API. Then we're working on integration with Qt Creator at the moment, together with Nokia, to make it easy for developers to publish their applications. Then we have integration with all the social channels. Like if you update your application, you automatically Identica, Twitter, Facebook, events, RSS, and so on. So it's really integrated. And security is very important. Of course, the question of sandboxing of applications, this is really not completely solved at the moment. So perhaps we can discuss this later at Academy. What do you think of ideas how to make your application more secure, more sandboxed? And server-side implementation is also released and available, and everybody's welcome to integrate this into their repositories, whatever they have. So, like Henry said earlier, Migo is working on this to bring this together with the existing repositories, so you can access all your applications via this API. So hopefully this makes access of applications very easy in the future, hopefully as easy as accessing web applications. So the third thing, and this should be the main topic of this talk, is accessing and sharing of data. I think the current storage solution sucks. If you look at file servers, they are really dumb. I mean, there is no innovation for the last 20 years. My requirements are, first of all, very important. I have to have all my data should be under my control. I don't want to upload my files to Dropbox, to Google, whatever, just because I want to access it from my smartphone. This is just not an option. I want to access my data from all devices, like for example from my home desktop, of course. I want to access my files from my work desktop. Perhaps the work desktop is running not KDE, but should be possible. From my laptop, which is disconnected sometimes, from a netbook, which has limited storage, for example, and from my internet cafe, and from my smartphone, of course. I want to interact with my data, the stuff I own, I have under my control all the time. I want to do this online and offline. So perhaps I'm in a train or in a plane, and I don't have access to my desktop, to a browser, so I want to use offline. This is very important, I think. Then automatic backup. This is also, I mean, people that are copying around their files to USB sticks, burn it on DVDs, just for backup. This is just so inconvenient. This storage solution should do this automatically. People don't want to care about backup. They want to use it and should be automatically distributed to different devices. Then I want to have versioning, of course. I want to go back with an old version of my file because something is broken, for example. And this is just not possible at the moment. This is so, you can use Git if you're a geek and know all the commands, or you use something like Time Capsule from Apple, which is proprietary. And versioning is really unsolved, I think, for common users. Encryption, of course. All the communication between the server and the client should be encrypted, and also the data on the servers should be encrypted. This is a must-have, this is required. Easy sharing, I want to click on a file and say, this document, this K Word document, I want to work on this document together with these three people. And I should have access to this without copying around, without uploading it to some server where I don't have control over. Sharing is really, should be easy. And of course, also easy extend storage. This means if my hard disk is full, what do you do? I mean, most of the people that have to buy a bigger PC, or if they know how to build in a second hard disk and mount it some way, this really, it's really hard. So this storage solution should automatically distribute your files on different devices if one is full. So real use cases are, for example, I'm working on my thesis. I want to access it from everywhere. I don't want to copy it around on USB sticks where I don't know if it's the latest version or if it's an old version or is it corrupted perhaps. This is really, really difficult. And it should be completely secure. And all the changes should be versioned and backupped automatically. This is just not possible at the moment. Next example is, I want to access my music from everywhere, even if the collection is too big to fit on a netbook. I want to share a part of the music with friends. Next example is KDE developer sprints. We need a shared storage for to exchange documents. Most of the time we use something like Google Docs for this, but I want to have a storage, a place where I can put all my files and share it with a group and work together on the documents. Then the next example is, of course, pictures. I want to send pictures to my parents, but I don't want to upload it to Flickr. I want to have it still under my control, but I should access it. They should be able to click on a link and watch my holiday pictures, for example. So 2010 and all these use cases, which are really normal, I think, is still difficult. And the solution for this is, in our opinion, OwnCloud. It's licensed HGPL. Package can be installed on your own root server if you have one, your home PC using Dyn DNS or something to access your home PC from different devices. On your company server, you can rent it from a company who provides the service. If you're not a sysadmin, you don't want to handle all the configuration, you just rent it. Or in the future, you buy an appliance, something like a small PC, you plug it home into your power socket and plug in a USB hard disk and it works. You can access all your files via a browser, you can mount it via WebDAV, it works on all different operating systems. On KDE, for example, we can directly use this via KioSlaves or mount it via Fuse. And syncing is also possible in the future. Backup should be handled automatically all the time I save a file to my private cloud. It should be copied to a second device for backup. Could be a different hard disk or could be a second server. I want to have versioning, so all my write requests should be versioned. We could use Subversion or Git or hard links for this. This is not decided yet. I want to have encryption. We want to use GPG for this and SSL for the communication between the client and the server. And sharing, I want to send an email with a WebDAV link and an ID to somebody. This person clicks on the link and has access to my file directly on my PC. Read-write support for sharing, so I can say, well, I want to show this picture to my friends, but they can't change it, or they can change it, they can't work together on this document. And sharing expires, of course, and you can share a file or a complete directory. Notifications, someone shares something with you, someone edits, creates, deletes something on your cloud, so you want to have notifications about this. Or your storage is full, so we have a notification system. So what do we have today? I'm really happy that we released 1.0 2 weeks ago. My original idea was to have something working at the end of the year, but we have such a great team at the moment, so many contributions from people, that we are really moving fast forward. I'm really happy about this. With 1.0, we have web interface, we have complete WebDAV mount support, and we have notifications to the KDE desktop. And this is already released. You can download it from owncloud.org. But we're already planning 1.1, should be released really fast. We work on sharing here. We have encryption on the server. SSL is already supported with 1.0, but with 1.1, I want to have encryption on the server. And storing of KDE configuration data directly on my cloud For example, on with Reconc, you can sync your bookmarks between different devices. And we have a plugin system, so we can integrate something like a media player or a photo gallery into this. And the plan is to release this in August, so really really fast. Version 2.0 is has complete versioning of files, automatic backup, and a syncing client. All this stuff is already, people are already working on this, and the plan is to have this at the end of the year. So a big thank you to all the contributors. I think Robin over there is one of our main developers, so a big thank you to you. And also Martin is working on the integration with the configuration data. KDE, Martin, where are you? Not here. He's probably hacking at the moment. So thanks to all. So I'm really impressed how fast we're moving forward here. And help is always welcome, of course. It's in GitHub, the code. So please clone the repository and play around with it. We have a wiki. And I'm also doing a BOF session, of course. The last empty spot I could find is Thursday, but probably we can also meet early in a pub or somewhere else. So, summary, KDE has superior desktop technology and applications, and if we combine this with all the features from cloud computing, I think we have something which is unique and which is better than standard desktops and standard web applications. Questions? Yeah.
Well, I already contacted you about this because I think it's a great project. And like, my main question is, are you planning to provide some functionality so we can retrieve our data, like delete it from where we posted it? Do you have that on the roadmap? Do you
I'm not sure I get the question. Okay. What do you mean with, yeah?
Like right now, a lot of people are using Google Docs and other services. Yeah. And say we have this in place. Have you already planned for some like feature where you can really delete everything from the servers and you have everything like locally and you can then decide whether you do the synchronization or whatever, some certain service.
I mean, one of the main ideas is to have your data completely safe. Mm-hmm. So we have this automatic backup system. So it will be, if you have, for example, two or three machines, it will be automatically distributed between them. So if one is gone, it doesn't matter. And also with the syncing support, you have a complete copy on your local machine also.
Okay.
So I think this should be as safe as possible.
Really clear. Okay.
Like thanks.
Say I don't like trust Google or some other service that is currently holding my information in the cloud.
Yeah.
Have you already thought about like offering the possibility to remove your data from that, from that service and migrating to own cloud?
I mean, this is difficult, of course, because some of these services, they have APIs to access the data. Some of them have only limited. Most of it has only limited APIs. Mm-hmm. Some of them have no APIs at all. So automatically downloading and an automatic migration assistant, something like that, is probably difficult and a lot of work. But it's a good idea.
Thank you.
More questions?
We have time for one more question.
I guess this is probably the next phase, but do you think that it will be up in a way that you will have a main player, you will have a main site that everyone will use as Google, for example, now for on cloud, or do you think it's going to be a personal server that will become the future?
I mean, the code is complete open, so you can do whatever you want with it. Some people who have their own machine running all the time can put it on their machine, or perhaps we can work together with someone who has a hosting center, whoever, where can just rent a service. It's completely what you want.
Have you started talking with any ISP, for example?
Not yet, but probably I will send a few emails later this year and ask them if they want to provide an own cloud hosting service.